Hey everybody, Johnny Storm, don't speak. News you're not supposed to speak about. Well, from TheIntercept.com, Mike Pompeo's memo justifying U.S. assistance to Saudi Arabia and the UAE's war in Yemen. So there's a memo that came out where Mike Pompeo, Secretary of State, certified the coalition of Persian Gulf monarchies waging a war in Yemen was taking sufficient steps to protect civilians. A declaration by Pompeo, which flew in the face of years of criticism of the coalition's conduct in the war by international bodies and human rights groups, allowed the U.S. to continue refueling coalition jets. Well, of course, because we can't have all the mayhem stopping and we got to keep the war machine funded here in the States. Unbelievable. So just to go right behind that, Saudi warplanes bomb Yemen bus station, killing at least 20 civilians. So, yes, they're doing all they can, according to Mike Pompeo, but then they go ahead and do this. So, last month, Saudi warplanes attacked a busload of school children in northern Yemen, killing scores of them. The strike used a U.S.-provided bomb and led to major congressional moves to limit involvement in the war. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Wednesday signed off on Saudi activities, bypassing congressional limits. Isn't that wonderful? So even after that, having dodged a bullet and avoiding congressional attempts to halt U.S. aid, the Saudis clearly haven't learned anything, as on Thursday, Saudi warplanes attacked a bus station in the port city of Hodeidah, killing at least 20 civilians, mostly children. So they're just back at it again right after we give them the rubber stamp. Then, you see, we don't give two rips about humanitarian causes. It's all about keeping the wars going. And that's what this is. I never thought I'd see the day where we had U.S. Marines training with Al-Qaeda terrorists, but here we are. All to protect the interests of who? The elite bankers, the Zionists and the Vatican and everybody else. U.S. Marines conduct major military drills with rebels in southern Syria. A Syrian rebel commander said on Thursday that rare military exercises with U.S. Marines in southern Syria sent a strong message to Russia and Iran that the Americans and the rebels intend to stay and confront any threats to their presence. I don't really need to read much more on that. I will put all these in links in the description, as always, so you can read them for yourself. But essentially, they're just telling Russia and Iran, mess with us and this is what you'll get. So who knows how that will end up, but it breaks my heart to see these Marines being used this way. Jake from Blackstone Intelligence the other day said it perfectly. They're being used like human shields so that the U.S. can maintain its presence in Syria, maintain some type of control. Unreal. Now, on hurricane news, Hurricane Florence makes landfall in North Carolina with plenty of destruction and suffering ahead, from CNN.com. Now, it is a Category 1, but it's still quite dangerous. It's dumping tons of rain. And as you can see, lots and lots of flooding. This is what they were more concerned about versus the wind. And what category it was just how much rain it was bringing and how much water off the ocean. So this is the scene in many areas. A lot of flooding going on, like I said. And it's moving at a crawling pace. And overwhelming storm surges are setting up hours and hours of destruction and human suffering. Florence's center may linger for another whole day along coastal North and South Carolina, punishing homes with crushing winds and floods and endangering those who stayed behind. So still a very dangerous storm. Keep these folks in your prayers. There are some that just couldn't get out. The gas stations ran out of gas, and and some people just didn't have the means to get out. So keep these folks in your prayers. There are search and rescue operations ongoing due to the flooding. People having to go up into their attics and onto the rooftops. So, looks like another repeat of Harvey from last year. So, once again, keep these folks in your prayers. All right, that's it for now. I guess that's enough, huh? So, stay prayed up and prepped up at all times. Johnny Storm, don't speak.